22 Britannia Road, Ipswich. Janusz thinks the house looks lucky. He steps back to get a better look at number 22 Britannia Road and admires the narrow red brick property with its three windows and blue door. The door has a pane of coloured glass set in it, a yellow sunrise sitting in a green border with a bluebird in its centre. It's so typically English it makes him smile. It's just what he has been searching for. It is the last house in a terrace, and although it stands next to a bombsite, somehow it has escaped any real damage itself. The only sign is a crack in the coloured glass pane, a line running through the bluebird that makes it look as if it might have problems if it tried to fly. Apart from that, it is possible to believe that the war has never touched this building. It's a fanciful idea, he knows, but one he likes. Maybe the house will share some of its luck with him and his wife and son. "Don't you worry about that eyesore," says the estate agent beside him, waving his hand at the wasteland where dirty-faced children are playing. "That'll be cleared in no time. We'll have this town back on her feet quick enough." He straightens the cuffs of his tweed jacket and hands Janusz a bunch of keys. "There you are. All yours. I hope you like living here. Can I ask where you're from?" Janusz has been waiting for this question. The first thing people want to know is where you come from. "Poland," he says. "I'm Polish." The estate agent pulls out a cigarette case from the inside pocket of his jacket. "You speak damn good English. In the army, were you?" And that is the second thing they ask. "What are you doing here?" But Janusz is at ease in this country. He knows the manners and ways of things. Keep everything simple and to the point. Let them know you are on their side and they're happy. The first time someone had asked him where he came from, back when he had been anxious about his foreignness, seeing it like a birthmark, a facial port wine stain visible to all, he had mistakenly tried to answer them. He'd not been in England very long, a year, if that, and the loud, bloody enthusiasm for war he found among his new comrades had lit a kind of fire.